When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We've been talking about a wide variety of topics, most frequently the shooting in Texas and the victims there and what that impact may be. We've got some breaking news that we will share with you on that from the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, shortly. But first, we're going to be joined right now by former Senator Kelly Loeffler, who has helped to spearhead the new policies that are in place in Georgia, which have led to a record high, effectively turnout in the primary season, with Brian Kemp winning overwhelmingly the Republican governor nomination and with, Herschel Walker doing so in the Senate side. Right now, 1.9 million people ended up voting, a 63% increase over 2018. Kelly Loeffler, I know you are a Braves fan. And we saw the Delta Airlines. We saw so many different companies, I believe Coke as well, all criticize this bill. What would your response be now that the full numbers are out and we know the impact of that bill and how much voting has increased?
Well, thanks for having me on, Clay. And let me just say my heart and prayers go out to the victims in Uvalde, Texas. I know I joined the country and y'all am praying for them. And I will tell you, we just wrapped up the historic midterms in Georgia and you're seeing a conservative comeback. And that is largely thanks to Senate Bill 202, the Election Integrity Act, that Stacey Abrams marshaled support behind to get the Major League Baseball League All-Star Game canceled in Atlanta, Georgia. And they're paying the price for that now. We flipped from playing defense to playing offense. Greater Georgia played a big role in educating Georgians who were concerned about election integrity after 2020, about the hard work that our state house and Senate and the governor did in getting this Election Integrity Act through. And Georgians understood that it was going to be easy to vote and hard to cheat. And we proved it. And look, this historic turnout really shows the energy on the Republican side. Republican turnout was up 97% over the last midterm. So look, we got a lot of work done, but there's a lot more to do, too.
Wanted to ask you, and it's Buck, Kelly, thanks for being with us. Wanted to ask you what you think the impact of Trump endorsements for various candidates were, and if there's any takeaway from that as to how it might affect, obviously, the midterms in Georgia, but more broadly, the GOP's chances across the spectrum.
Well, look, President Trump's voice is a very important one in Georgia. But what we saw here in Georgia last night, obviously Herschel Walker with the resounding win. Several of President Trump's endorsed candidates are now in runoffs as well. But what we also saw is that Georgians do not want Stacey Abrams, the president of United Earth, to become the governor of Georgia or the president of the United States. So they stood up and said, we're going to get engaged. We're going to stand behind our incumbents who have shown strong conservative leadership. Governor Kemp has been a conservative fighter for our state, keeping it open during the pandemic when Stacey Abrams said she would have had it locked down. He fought for election integrity. He stood for the unborn. He got constitutional carry into law and really has enacted so many positive economic growth initiatives, not just the largest tax cut, but bringing thousands and thousands of jobs to the state through new manufacturing opportunities that we need so badly in the United States. So I think Georgians just said, look, we learned in 2020, we've got to take local matters into our hands. We can't allow the left to rule our cities, our states, our schools, and they want to make sure they have conservative leadership.
Kelly, how confident are you that Brian Kemp is going to beat Stacey Abrams and that Herschel Walker is going to beat the Reverend Raphael Warnock in what are going to be two of the signature races going on in 2022?
Well, I'm incredibly confident, but only if we do the work. We showed in the midterms here in the primaries that if we go hard in the paint, and that means getting out the vote, which is what we did at Greater Georgia, we had over 1.5 million voter contacts. That means we're at their doors, we're calling them, we're texting, we're postcards, we're running ads. If we do that contact, we will get more people out. We will get the disenfranchised back, those who now understand that Senate Bill 202, election integrity, is back, those that are disengaged, that don't understand that Joe Biden's reckless policies, his spending, his anti-energy platform is driving up costs and hurting their families. And we have to continue that contact. So now is like no time to sleep. We really have to redouble our efforts and see this through to November. And let the East Coast, West Coast liberals know that their money is no longer needed to buy elections in our state. And so that's why we've got to get behind every conservative who won last night and push them back, because we know that Georgia is a red state. We just have to prove that to the country in November.
Former Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler, spokeswoman for Greater Georgia. Kelly, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Loved it. Thanks, guys.
Look, Kelly and the people of Georgia made a statement last night, and there was a lot of primary voting also going on in Texas. And Beto O'Rourke, we all know, is running against Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. And we've been trying to update you with the absolute latest that is coming out, the details surrounding the school shooting. Among them, Governor Abbott says the gunman made 3 Facebook posts before going to the school and taking all of these innocent lives. I'm going to shoot my grandmother. I shot my grandmother. I'm going to shoot an elementary school. Those were 3 chilling Facebook posts that Governor Abbott has said, the governor that says that they were out there on Facebook by this shooter. And
do we know the timeline, Clay, in terms of how early before? I'm just wondering. Very important. I mean, if it was, you know, 20 minutes before, obviously very different than if it was 2 weeks before.
It's a great question, and I do not know that. And in fact, this press conference was going on live, Buck, while we were on air, and I can't believe this is real. We're going to listen to it as you guys are hearing it. Beto O'Rourke showed up at a press conference from Governor Greg Abbott to update us on the latest for the investigation, disrupted it, began to yell from the crowd. The parents of some of the victims were telling him to shut up.
50 or so
ages. We haven't even heard all this. Here it is.
Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Sit down.
This is totally predictable.
Sir, you are out of line. Please leave this auditorium. I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch that would come to a deal like this to make a political issue.
I don't even know who was saying that. He's completely right. The voice yelling, "You're out of line." Just so everyone's clear, they're having a press conference. Families are grieving. They're dealing with now the prospect of going forward in life without their children, and a community has been shattered. A country is heartbroken, and Beto O'Rourke is interrupting a press conference by the actual governor of Texas, actual law enforcement. Beto O'Rourke is some jackass that libs pretend should be in charge of something for no apparent reason. And there are real officials who have actual authority invested in them by the voters and the people of Texas trying to address the situation, give updated information, show support for the community, show support for the families. And Beto O'Rourke wants to grandstand. But Clay, this is exactly the mentality we talked about at the beginning of the show. They just want to throw things at the other side like a bunch of babies. It's outrageous that Beto O'Rourke would do this.
Think about what the press conference is for. It is to explain how the investigation is going. It's to give us the most updated information. It is not in any way a political related event. There are victims' families present there, and Beto shows up and interrupts that press conference, and you can hear the reaction from many of the people up on the stage. It's just an unprecedented level of awfulness. I'm going to be honest with you. Beto could have his own press conference outside of the press conference, by the way, if he wants to have, we're not even 24 hours after the shootings, but if he wants to have his own press conference, he could call it. He could say whatever opinions he has. Instead, he interrupted the governor of Texas's press conference with the victim families there as he is updating everyone on the shooter, on all the latest details surrounding this. It is an embarrassment to Beto, who has already said, he's already on the record, everybody knows it, that he wants to take away everybody's guns in Texas. And he can't even wait 24 hours. First of all, this is strange behavior in the first place, because again, Buck, he's not a guy who has trouble getting an audience. If he wants the press to come and he wants to turn this into a whole political charade, he can, but he actually interrupted the governor of Texas's event.
And what you'll see here is a lot of blue check libs on social media who are saying, yeah, Beto O'Rourke, a lot of them will back this up. They'll say, yeah, this is necessary. I mean, imagine for a moment that somebody who doesn't like Joe Biden in that. Now, I criticize the address after the fact, and I think it deserves substantial criticism for the politicization that the president engaged in, that Biden engaged in last night. But imagine, Clay, that when Biden's trying to talk about how the nation is in mourning and someone shouts to him, yeah, you're an idiot, you're not doing anything, it interrupts the president's speak. Now, I know you say, well, that's the president. This is the governor of Texas. This just happened in the state of Texas. I mean, is there no decency for the gun grabbing leftist lunatics? Is that really where we are? Does anything go in their version of politics, shouting at people, calling people murderers? And do they really think that's going to help anything? I mean, is Beto that, first of all, Robert O'Rourke, is he that stupid? I don't even know if it's possible to be that stupid.
I think that this is what allowing yourself to be captured by Twitter leads to. Because he's not trying to actually change anything. He's just trying to throw an emotional fit. And Twitter is often characterized, particularly from Blue Checkmark Brigade members, by emotional fits. And I don't know that I've ever seen this before, Buck. We're talking about an actual press conference, an official press conference, to update us on a crime that has just occurred, to provide the utmost latest factual detail surrounding that crime. and Beto showed up and started yelling like a crazy person from the crowd of media there that's there to cover the press conference and get actual information surrounding a crime. I don't know. I mean, maybe there are examples of other political officials doing something like this, but I've never heard of it. And I can't imagine that the people of Texas are going to react favorably. Look, Beto's going to get crushed anyway, right? But if there were people who were on the fence and they were like, hey, I'm trying to decide, am I going to vote for Beto or Greg Abbott? Is there anyone on the fence who is seeing what Beto just did and thinking, oh, you know what? That's my guy. I refuse to believe there's a single Texan. Certainly they ain't listening to us who would make that choice.
Think of the narcissism involved here. It's really this. We all know what this is. This is now. And look, we're sitting here talking about Beto O'Rourke. He wanted it to be about him right
yeah.
now. The pretense that it's about saving lives. No. Beto's not saving any lives. He's doing nothing to save any lives. He wants to make this moment about him. What a sick
son of a bitch. Let's just be honest. That's what he is. He's a sick SOB.
There we go. Amen.
We'll continue to talk about this and more. Open up phone lines. I'm sure there are a lot of Texans who are fired up who just heard that, like Buck and I did. We hadn't heard that audio. We played it for you live. We'll continue to break down this and more. In the meantime, you can look high and low. You won't find a company that takes your health, vitality, and need for energy and focus every day more seriously than Chalk. That's likely a new name to a lot of you. It's spelled C-H-O-Q. They're a sponsor of this program for a particular reason. They want the men in the audience at their healthiest and their best. This, by the way, is a Texas-owned company, a small business that has grown into a big business because so many people are using their product because it works so well. They will get you hooked up with natural supplements that will help you increase your testosterone level because the actual amounts of testosterone are declining precipitously for many men out there. The top ingredient in Chalk Daily is clinically proven to increase total testosterone by 20% over 90 days. That is Chalk Daily, 20% increase over 90 days. Supplements work because of their high potency and purity. They're lab tested twice for purity by a third party. And again, the founders of Chalk, they are seventh generation Texans, patriots to their core, and they want to make sure that men are thriving in their everyday lives. See what they are doing about that at chalk.com and order the items that will help maximize your days. Again, that website, chok.com, seventh generation Texans, helping men take care of themselves and be healthier than they otherwise were. Visit chalk.com, use my name, Clay, for 30% off site-wide right now. C-L-A-Y. Again, that website, chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com. Use my name, Clay, C-L-A-Y, to get 30% off. C-H-O-Q.com. Go there today.
Clay and Buck. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is PrizePicks. No surprise. PrizePicks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the PrizePicks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You'll look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most,
Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
On this program, Clay and I are here to help you cut through the noise, the ulterior motives, to uncover the truths that no one else is going to tell you. That's what our colleague Mark Chaykin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. Across those decades, he invented 3 new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says the majority of Americans are...
So continuing on here, we've got the former senior advisor in the White House, President Trump, Kellyanne Conway. You know her from the Trump campaign as well. She'll be with us. She's got a new book out. We'll talk to her in just a couple of minutes. But honestly, Clay and I are sitting here. We're both somewhat flabbergasted by what just occurred, which, you know, in this moment of true national mourning. And we just, can we all be just human beings? Can we all try to be decent about the situation, be decent to each other right now? No, Beto O'Rourke interrupted the governor of Texas's press conference to shout at him. This is what it sounded like.
Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Sit down. And don't play this stuff.
The next shooting is right now, and you are doing nothing.
No, you need to get his ass out of here. This isn't the place to talk this over.
This is totally predictable. When you,
sir, you're out of line. Sir, you are out of line. I'm sure you are out of line. Please leave this auditorium. I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch that would come to a deal like this to make a political issue.
Whoever that guy is at the end, we got to find. I heard Ted Cruz's voice in there too, Clay. He's totally right.
I mean, it's an embarrassment. I don't think this would play even in New York or L.A. I know for sure it ain't playing in Texas. And Beto is an absolute fraud embarrassment. And the media that has tried to turn him into a presidential candidate, that tried to turn him into a Senate winner, he's going to get his ass kicked for a second time statewide. And I hope even Texan Democrats are going to say, we're done with this guy at that point, because he's never going to win a statewide office in your state. And he's actually destroying the Democrat Party in the process, because I thought that Abbott was going to win by 8 or 10 points anyway. I can't imagine somebody listening to that and saying, I want that guy anywhere near the levers of state power.
We've got to run up the scoreboard all over the country on the politics side of the midterms, folks. Look, one of the best purchases I made for the comfort of my day-to-day years ago was my first pair of Wolf and Shepherd shoes. These are dress shoes that feel like sneakers, basically, because that's the way they're made. Wolf and Shepherd has a mission. Equip professionals with footwear they'll feel comfortable in all day. Walking through the airport, the warehouse, at conventions, wherever you're putting a lot of steps in, you want Wolf and Shepherd on your feet. Trust me on this one. I have multiple pairs. And once you try Wolf and Shepherd dress shoes, you're never going to wear a different brand. You're going to get multiple pairs too. Buy your first pair of Wolf and Shepherd. Start wearing them. And I'm telling you, you're going to see just how comfortable they are. Better footwear for the workday. Go online now to wolfandshepherd.com. No promo code needed. Just go to wolfandshepherd.com. Pick out these amazingly comfortable shoes for your feet. Wolfandshepherd.com. That's spelled S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are joined now by Kellyanne Conway, has a new best-selling book out, Here's the Deal. Look forward to checking it out. Kellyanne, we'll talk about the book here in a sec, but I'm sure you have seen that Beto O'Rourke just confronted the governor of Texas. If you haven't seen, that just happened during a press conference as he was addressing the governor of Texas. The school shooting, the latest details, everything else. You're in communications. How in the world is Beto making the decision that he should storm a press conference giving us the latest details on a shooting that's less than 24 hours to make that story about himself. I mean, you're in comms. What's your reaction to a decision like that?
Clay and Buck, thanks for having me today. What a tragedy in Uvalde, Texas. Of course, we're praying for those lost angels. Beto O'Rourke is a complete clown, and he's everything that's wrong with our current political system and has been for the better part of a decade. Here's a guy who stood up today, knew the cameras were rolling, knew it was a live event, and must have forgotten what the content and the subject matter was, which is the governor and other officials, which doesn't include Beto O'Rourke since he lost the Senate and left the Congress, briefing people on the facts of what's happening. And they're very tough to hear. And instead, he goes and gets what all politicians want, fellas, earned media. Well, the way to get earned media is to not insinuate yourself into a factual press conference and the grief that so many families feel. And I'm very happy that the mayor of the town went after him. I'm very happy that that Mr. McLaughlin, the mayor, called him a, quote, sick son of a bitch to his face. He deserved that. But he also probably got what he wanted, which was his 15 seconds of fame. Oh, I really told them. He didn't tell them anything. That was a sugar high for him. And let me just quickly review with you Beto O'Rourke. Here's a guy who ran for Senate in 2019. He ran for Senate unsuccessfully in 18. He ran for President of the United States in 19. He's running for governor in 22. His kids are 15, 13, and 11. I guess he has his wife raising them because he's a professional politician and he's not even good at it. He's a recidivist political candidate. Second point, we all had to watch his root canal. We all had to see him on a skateboard, frying up a vegan burger, whatever he was doing. It was so disgusting, and guess who rejected it? Democratic voters. I write in my book that people like Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Beto O'Rourke, you know what they all have in common? They got zero electoral votes in the Democratic presidential primary in 2020. Beto O'Rourke and Kamala Harris actually dropped out in the fall of 2019 before the calendar even turned to 2020 with zero electoral votes, yet Vanity Fair put him on the cover. I call it the Vanity Project. Do you know the edition of Vanity Fair that featured Beto O'Rourke? I was born to run, born to do this. He got zero electoral votes from the Democrats. Why in the world should the rest of us get stuck with him? But I think he is doing exactly what I said yesterday on the Five to beg everyone not to do, which is to politicize this tragedy. But he can't help himself, and I think he is the worst example of it.
You know, Kellyanne, it's Buck, and he's not the only one who I think stepped out of line and politicized it. It came from the very top as well. You know, Biden last night in the speech, he had an opportunity to bring everybody together, but instead he called out the gun lobby and then said this.
I am sick and tired of it. We have to act. And don't tell me we can't have an impact on this carnage. I spent my career as a senator and a vice president working to pass common sense gun laws. We can and won't prevent every tragedy, but we know they work.
Can I just ask you, Kellyanne, why do they have to keep this common sense gun law talking point going? Why doesn't Biden or whomever just say what it is they think that needs to be done?
Oh, because then we would hold him to account. He's a guy with tremendous authority and no accountability. The public sees that, obviously. His poll numbers are all the way down around town. He had a tremendous opportunity to be healer-in-chief, to show what he had promised to do on Inauguration Day a year and a half ago, gentlemen, which is unify the country, be bipartisan. The most bipartisan his party has been in the last year and a half was getting Republican senators to impeach Donald Trump. That is the most bipartisan action they've done. I write about in my new book. Here's the deal. Let me tell you something about Joe Biden. The way he speaks, including last night about this tragedy in Uvalde, Texas, sounds like somebody who has not been in Washington, D.C., in positions of power in elective office that we paid for 50 years. He sounds like a political outsider. He sounds like someone who comes to town and says, you know what? Everybody has failed in this town to get this done. I'm coming in as a political outsider. He is the Loch Ness Monster of the swamp. We all know that. And I think the only value that we would have in having, after back-to-back Obama and Trump as presidents, people are a little bit more political outsider, obviously. The only value we would have, he fails at completely, which is working across the aisle, building consensus, and at moments like last night, being non-political, trying to say, hey, this is why we passed this law or that law. but he sounds like someone who, by the way, he was the vice president when the tragedy at Sandy Hook in Newtown happened. I remember President Obama saying he was never so angry in his life. You know, he was brought to tears. But this guy sounds like somebody who hasn't been in a position of control. He's done absolutely nothing but talk for 50 years, and we paid for it, and we're paying the price today. I was very disappointed. I don't want anybody stepping on the bodies of these lost angels, these fallen angels, for political purposes, but people can't help themselves. Look how reactive the Democratic Party is right now. They have an old, angry white guy as the leader of the party. They have a vice president who can't put a sentence together, laughs at the most inopportune times. Please keep her far away from this tragedy, please. And so what do? They react to everything. There's a leak at the Supreme Court. Now abortion's the biggest issue going into the fall. There's a school shooting, God forbid, murdered. Babies murdered, single-digit ages murdered. And now he's going to spend the rest of the however long doing this, he and the Democrats in the Senate. So it's very disappointing, but it's predictable. And I fear that for people like Joe Biden, politics comes first. It is his native tongue. It is his natural habitat. It's his comfortable place, and the country doesn't need it.
Kellyanne Books, here's the deal. We had the results come out last night in Georgia, Alabama, and also in Arkansas, as well as the supplementary race in Texas. Big question for you here that shifts to the political arena. Do you think we're going to see a rematch? You know Donald Trump really well. You know Joe Biden based on the campaign that just happened. Do you think it's going to be Trump versus Biden in 2024, a little over 2 years from now?
It could be. And you have more and more voters saying that they wouldn't mind that for a very simple reason. They can compare the apples to oranges. You know, Buck and Clay, for years people would say, we're Americans. We're hopeful. We're optimistic. We'll always get better. Look at all the things we've overcome in this country. But now people are actually saying something a little bit differently. They're saying not that it will be better, but that it was better not that long ago. And they want to get back to that. And, of course, the rematch would be exactly that. I think Trump lost in large part. Biden became president in large part because he wasn't Trump. I think Trump can get in there and have the double, you know, the double messaging of, I'm not Biden. He's been a disaster. And by the way, I'm the guy who delivered all of these wonderful accomplishments that you all enjoy that are gone now, that have been unraveled, not really through ideology, but through spite, energy independence, Putin not in Ukraine, Iran not salivating over Israel as a nuclear capable country, trade deals that were recalibrated, manufacturing base, obviously inflation and immigration more in control, border security. People feel like life is increasingly insecure and unaffordable, rising crime in the States, drug overdoses. Everywhere we look, there's so much pain and hurt, and that pain and hurt will motivate an electorate to do something differently. So I am struck by pretty much all of the candidates, except one or two so far in these Republican primaries, where we've had record turnout, record enthusiasm across the board. They've all run as America First candidates. They're all running on the agenda, really, with the exception of Matt Dolan in Ohio, maybe one other. So they're all running on these attributes and these accomplishments that are limited government and free market. And I predict that, you know, President Trump, of course, would be the front runner if he runs, and lots of people won't run if he does. And then if he decides not to run, I think whoever it is needs to pick up that America First mantle and understand there are 74 million Americans who voted for Trump Pence in 2020, a record number by far for any sitting president. Where will they go? Who are they? And these Biden voters who did it out of convenience, they're already leaving him. Look at the polls. Don't tell me that people in the polls, independents, 18 to 39-year-olds, suburban women, who have really gone down, they've lost trust, they've lost confidence in the competence of Joe Biden so quickly, so precipitously. Don't tell me that, no, they're going to go back to Biden because why? Because you want more of this? People can't wait. I think many people are actually looking past Biden already. You see the Democratic Party is. And it's really for his policy failings. They don't do anything well. Nothing we can see. The vice president herself has lost 13 senior staffers. Think about that. These are dream jobs to work for the first female president, first female vice president of color. She's turned it into a nightmare for many of these people. And I think the Democratic Party has big problems for all the talk and hand-wringing about the effect of President Trump's endorsements and is he the leader of the party. I think we're talking about the wrong party. Of course he's the leader of the party. Look at the Democratic Party. We've got Kurt Schrader in Oregon, endorsed by Joe Biden, gentlemen, loses miserably by double digits to a Bernie Sanders or AOC or Elizabeth Warren or all of the above endorsed candidate. And that's happening. John Fetterman in Pennsylvania, Democratic Senate nominee, Tim Ryan in Ohio, Democratic Senate nominee. They're basically telling Joe Biden, lose my number. Stacey Abrams never seems to be available in the state when Joe Biden comes to town. They're saying, please forget my name, lose my number. They don't want the president of the United States, the leader of their party, to campaign with them or for them. And that tells you all you need to know about the modern Democratic Party. It's cracking up. They're endorsing, and some of these radical socialists are winning. They're trying to push Henry Cuellar, the remaining pro-life Democrat legislator in Washington, D.C. I grew up in the Democratic Party. I had lots of Democrats in my family. The Democratic Party had plenty of pro-lifers, plenty of blue dog Democrats, boll weevil Democrats who talked about limited government and lower taxes and fewer regulations. Where are they now? You can't find a single pro-life Democrat in Washington, D.C. Henry Cuellar is the last one. They got rid of Dan Lipinski in Illinois a year ago because they are extremists on that issue and so many others. So I think you're witnessing a real crack up, a real identity crisis in the Democratic Party in terms of who they are, what ideology to hew closely to. And of 25 or so Democrats who ran in 2020, let's not forget that the party that says they're about the future and youth and energy, they ended up with an old white guy as their standard bearer, and people should not forget it.
Kelly Ann Conway, fantastic stuff. The book is Here's the Deal. It is a bestseller. Encourage you to go check it out. Appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen. All the best. Take care.
Will do indeed. You know, MyPillow has been hooking people up with a ton of different products over the years. Giza Dream Sheets, towel sets, the pillows, all of them fantastic. We have them all throughout the Travis household. But you know what my wife likes the most of all the products that have been made? How about my slippers? This has been an unbelievable success in my own house. My wife loves these slippers so much. She wears them everywhere. She bought them for all of her running partners. She's been giving them as gifts to everyone. She will tell you that they are the most comfortable shoes she's ever worn. You can wear them indoors. You can wear them outdoors. Go pick up the kids in them. Whatever you need to do, go run out to the grocery store or just hang out inside the house all day long, indoors and outdoors. She wears them, made from high quality leather suede. You are going to love them, and your husband or wife is going to wear them. And for a limited time, you get a $90 savings on a pair of my slippers thanks to the blowout sale of the year that won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Clay and Buck to receive this incredible limited time offer. I'm telling you, you are going to love the My Slippers. So will anyone that you give them as a gift. Slippers come with a 1-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, zero risk. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Clay and Buck. You can also call 800-792-3269. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Clay and Buck.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
On this program, Clay and I are here to help you cut through the noise, the ulterior motives, to uncover the truths that no one else is going to tell you. That's what our colleague Mark Chaykin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. Across those decades, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says the majority of Americans are no surprise, but do you know the number of abortions in states where it's deemed legal have increased since the overturning of Roe versus Wade? Sadly, unborn babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's where Preborn steps in. Preborn introduces moms to their precious babies through ultrasound. When a mom in crisis hears her baby's heartbeat and sees her or him on ultrasound, she is twice as likely to choose life. Preborn has rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives, and their network of clinics are located in the highest abortion states, standing strong for moms in crisis and the most vulnerable preborn babies. Five ultrasounds are just $140, helping to rescue five babies. Preborn relies on donations from us. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn.
Clay and Buck Show, closing up shop today, everybody. Look, a lot going on, and just take a moment to say we really appreciate all of you listening in. Honestly, it's such an honor to get to spend time with all of you across the country. And if you miss any part of what we're talking about here, please do check out the podcast, The Clay and Buck Show. We put it up hour by hour. So if you missed even like hour one, hour two, you go back, you listen to it. Also, we do a best of podcast every day. I do a Buck Sexton pre-show podcast. It's real short. It's about 15 or 20 minutes. It's called The Buck Sexton Show. And, you know, Clay does. You usually do a post-show video, Outkick Twitter video, right? That's your, and it's on outkick.com, but also streams on Twitter, right?
Yeah, because a lot of times there's still sports stories, things like that. I pretty much finish our show, hop over and do another 25 or 30 minutes. You've got your pre-show. I've got a post-show. And obviously we're also basically everywhere. You were on Tucker last night. You put on Fox News. There's a good chance, hopefully, you're going to see one of us trying to help bring some sense to an insane world. So we're really kind of almost impossible to miss at this point. We thank you. We're almost a year in, and we like to think that we are continuing to win some of the battles that matter the most in this country on a day-to-day basis. And when I see the Georgia results, it's hard not to be pretty optimistic going forward based on the turnout that we saw, record turnout from Republicans in the primary.
We are going to be celebrating the one-year anniversary of the show coming up here, the show with us, obviously, in just a few weeks. And, you know, Clay, I know some people making some calls, and apparently New York, actually, you know what, I shouldn't even say this out loud. I was going to say, not going to institute masks, shut down, and go crazy just in time for your arrival here. I think we're looking pretty good. What, am I jinxing this? Oh, no, okay, I was going to say.
I had the worst experience on the mask somehow getting brought back, because I can't imagine it being much worse. We're number one right now in Las Vegas. We appreciate everybody listening out there. And I landed with my wife, got to the casino hotel at 9 o'clock. You could walk around throughout the entire place not wearing a mask. At midnight, this is the dumbest thing I've seen in many dumb things. At midnight, they started to walk around demanding that everybody put a mask on. So no mask requirement. Nobody's wearing a mask in the whole casino, shopping area, everywhere. At 9 o'clock, when we check in and get ready, start to walk around, and at midnight, the minute it hit midnight, they start walking around demanding that everybody put masks on. That's the science, perfectly personified.
I was told by a flight attendant to take off the mask that I had because he said, quote, it looks a little thin. And I was told that I had to put on another mask. So what was great about this, though, is I thought to myself, I'm so glad that we had this whole exchange where I take my mask off, you come close to me, we switch. That's going to make that's going to make everybody a lot safer. So I'm just saying, Clay, just for you, for the month of June, hopefully New York is going to stay.
Fingers crossed that they don't implement it.
And we're also talking about, in terms of Georgia, look, things have been a little different in the news cycle. We spent a lot more time on the Georgia results today just because, you know, it's the American people are waking up politically in a way that I think we're going to see have huge, huge wins in the midterm election, which would be really good for the country, man. We need a resounding win for freedom, and this audience is going to be a critical part of that. You see how close we don't even know if Dr. Oz or McCormick has won yet,
still
right, in Pennsylvania.
Sure. It's been 8 days.
People listening to this, I mean literally listening to this show, can make the difference between a Senate seat, congressional seat, and who knows, maybe even a presidency down the line. So, folks, honored to have you with us. Clay and I will be back with you tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.